Highland Christmas by M.C. Beaton. Read by Graham Malcolm.
Chapter 1. More and more people each year are going abroad for Christmas. To celebrate the season of goodwill towards men, British Airways slams an extra £104 on each air ticket. But the airports are still jammed, for so many people are fleeing Christmas. Fed up with the fact that commercial Christmas starts in October, fed up with carols, dreading the arrival of Christmas cards from people they have forgotten to send a card to, unable to bear yet another family get-together with Auntie Mary puking up in the corner after sampling too much of the punch. You see at the airports a triumphant glitter in the eyes of people who are leaving it all behind, including the 100th rerun of Miracle on 34th Street. But in Loch Doo, in Sutherland, in the very far north of Scotland, there is nothing to flee from. Christmas, thought Hamish Macbeth gloomily as he walked along the waterfront, his shoulders hunched against a tearing wind, was not coming to Loch Doo this year any more than it had come the previous years. There was a strong Calvinist element in Loch Doo which frowned on Christmas. Christmas had nothing to do with the birth of Christ, they said, but was really the old Roman Saturnalia which the early Christians had taken over. And, as for Santa Claus, forget it. So there were no Christmas lights, no tree, nothing to sparkle in the dark winter. PC Hamish Macbeth was feeling particularly sour, for his family had taken off for Florida for a winter vacation. His mother had won a family holiday for thinking up a slogan for a new soap powder, "Whiter than the mountain snow," and Hamish could not go with them. Sergeant McGregor over at Knothen was ill in hospital with a grumbling appendix, and Hamish had been instructed to take over the sergeant's beat as well as do his own.